Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on September 22nd, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Parliament's choice to fasten its Artificial Intelligence and Data Act to the federal government's constitutional authority over criminal law and international and interprovincial trade and commerce could limit its ability to effectively regulate AI, say researchers. Bill C-27, which includes ADA, passed second reading in the House of Commons on April 24th and is now before the Standing Committee on Industry and Technology. As a bare-bones piece of legislation, with much left to regulations and administrative discretion, a team of researchers from the University of Toronto's Schwartz-Reisman Institute for Technology and Society argue that the choice of a different constitutional head of power would be better suited to the task. The research team suggests that grounding ADA in either the General Trade and Commerce Power or the National Concern branch of the Peace, Order and Good Government Clause are better options. Canadian lawyer spoke with Vicky White, the CEO of the Advocates Society, about her work. She says the shift to virtual interactions during the pandemic allowed her organisation to broaden its reach across the country, and those connections recently resulted in a cross-country report on the state of the civil justice system.
That report, I believe, is so much stronger because we have advocates across the country who are identifying extreme issues everywhere. This is not a localized small problem. This is a national systemic crisis. And as the folks who are in the courtrooms and in front of the decision makers day in, day out, advocates have a unique perspective on what this means for the client, for what this means for the people. And for us to be able to draw on specific experiences from a litigator in, Kamloops, British Columbia, and another in St. John's, Newfoundland, like that, in my opinion, strengthens the quality of the work and the value that others place on those conclusions. It makes it very meaningful.
The Lincoln Alexander School of Law at Toronto Metropolitan University has launched a student legal clinic. The cohort of 8 second-year students will tackle files dealing with housing and social assistance matters. To facilitate a community-oriented learning approach, the legal clinic's students will also work collectively with community groups and associations on broader, more systemic legal issues. Khalid Jam Mohammed is Director of Legal Clinic Programs.
We want to take more of a kind of community-rooted and community-oriented approach to lawyering. So that can involve things like working with community groups or associations on broader and more systemic legal issues in a collective way, rather than working only on individual client cases. And to do that, it kind of takes time to build relationships with communities, to build trust. A lot of these communities have already been doing work on these issues. They have been doing a lot of organizing. They already have power around these things. So it's about learning how we can support them. And we want to do both of those things for the reason that, you know, it's really important to do work on individual client cases. We know clients are often facing really dire circumstances around some of their legal needs. But at the same time, some of these issues are pretty deeply rooted in the systems around us, legal and otherwise. And so we feel that in addition to doing that individual client work, it's important to do some of that more systemic community-rooted work to address both the individual issues and these broader systemic societal issues.
As a litigation practitioner in the Civil Litigation and Aboriginal Services Group at the Department of Justice Canada's Calgary Regional Office, Minu Alawalia navigates extensive immigration judicial review work and civil litigation files, and she has the opportunity to go to court and interact with opposing counsel and judges. In addition to this heavy workload, she devotes a great deal of time to community leadership, including co-founding a social services agency for the South Asian community in Calgary. This agency is now celebrating its 10th anniversary. And prior to that, she was a founding board member and chair of Punjabi Community Health Services Calgary. She believes that her legal background and skill set have helped her tremendously in her community work.
It's nice that I don't always have to be the lawyer on a board, but the legal skills I have and the critical analysis, the reasoning, and then sort of putting things together, like connecting the dots, all of that really does help as an extra, as another voice on a board or around the boardroom table. I not only bring sort of that legal background, but I also bring the experience of being a single parent, of being a member of the South Asian community.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.